இந்திரியாணாம் பிருதக்பாவம் உதயாஸ்தமயோ உச்சயத பிருதக் உற்பத்தியமானாம் மத்வாதீரோ நாசோஜதி. ஒன் ஹூஸ் அவேக்கன்ட் டு தட் ரியாலிட்டி, தட் பியூர் மைண்ட், த பியூரிஃபைடு மைண்ட் இன்டலெக்ட் விச் இஸ் ரியாலிட்டி தேர், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் தட் தேர் ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ் இஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ் இஸ் கண்டினியூவஸ், வாட் அபவுட் த வேர்ல்ட் அவுட் சைட், இஸ் இட் நாட் வென் ஹீ வேக்ஸ் அப் இன் டு திஸ் பிளேன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஹீ வில் ஆல்சோ பி டோஸ்ட் அப் அண்ட் டவுன் வித் ஜாய்ஸ் அண்ட் சாரோஸ் விச் ஆர் நேச்சுரல் டெஸ்டினி அட் த ரியலம் ஆஃப் த பிஎம்ஐ பிஎஃப்டிஓஇடி. And even though he is thus tossed about, how is it that you say that he is still in that infinite state? In what way will be able to stand the crush of the world of happenings around him? He understands the entire mechanism of life's experience. Therefore, he is able to stand apart and enjoy even the most uncomfortable and sorrowful situations. What do you mean? Indriyanam pradak bhavam. He understands that the sense organs each has got a definite feel. The eyes can see and experience only form and color. The ears can experience only sound. The nose only smell. Each has got its own little feel, definitely different from other. Because the smell is not sound, the sound is not a form. It's a different one. Udayastamaya uchayada. Again, these sense organs, he understands that they by themselves cannot function. They have got udaya and astamana. Early morning it becomes udaya. All the sense organs start prattling and working. And in the late in the night, slowly the sense organs become ineffectual until at last the sense organs are no more function. Astham. Why? Because they understand that it's only the mind, when it is functioning through them, can the sense organs register experiences. When the mind is withdrawn, they cannot. The consciousness is one who understands the sense organs and their behavior. Their rise and their fall. They are come to express and then get switched off. Even though sense organs are open, they have no function at all. Udaya astaman. Udaya awake. The sense organs awake, wake up to express, and the sense organs disappear. Jayada prithak utpadyamanana. And he understands the consciousness. He understands that I am that pure consciousness. These are all something other than. And they were born out according to the vasanas. And not that I want it. To exhaust its error of judgment. Or the various desires and passions that it has created because of the past actions. To express them, these sense organs have been taken up. They are functioning by their own law. They are, as it were, belonging to some happening in me. I am not involved in them. Thus have the knowledge come to the man of realization. Therefore, matvadhiro nashojati. Thus understanding. Matva, not intellectually understanding. He realizes it. And therefore, whatever be the tossings that the body, mind, intellect are experiencing, in the throes and turbulence of happenings in the world of objects, emotions and thoughts, in none of them he gets himself involved, but he stands apart and he is only the illuminating principle, the absolute subject. You and I are not. We are identified with the BMI and therefore we are PFT. So all the disturbances in the body, mind, intellect and the disturbances in the outer world becomes my throbbings or agitations, my experiences of change. I get myself tossed about. The waves are in the sea. The boat that is in the sea, since they are all, the boat is floating on the sea, the boat has to go up and down in the same rhythm as the waves. If I am sitting in the boat, when the boat is in the sea, to being tossed up and down by the waves, when I am in the boat goes up and down, I also must go up and down. I cannot have peace. Quiet. Because I have to go up and down exactly as the boats. My boat. Suppose I come out of the boat and I am sitting on the beach watching my boat. Boat tied down and the boat is going up and down. And I am sitting on terra firma, firm earth in the sands. But I am watching. What? My boat. I paid and not yet completely paid. I had to pay another 3 years more. It's my boat. I was just now traveling in it. Now I came out from that boat. And that boat is tossing. Should I sit there because it is my boat? Swamiji, what is the matter with you? What is the matter? Don't you understand? Why? See the boat. That boat tossing there, why should you toss? So long as you are in the boat, yes, you are helpless. So long as I have been thinking that I am in the BMI, certainly as an ego, I have to dance to the sorrows and joys of the body, mind and intellect. Toss about when the external situations are running sixes and sevens. Or when they are peaceful and pleasant. But once the individual has realized that state, he is in terra firma. He watches the vehicles, his boat, BMI, being tossed about. He recognizes the world of OAT ever in a state of flux. Even though thus I am watching my boat moving about, I will not be tossed about because I am no more in the boat, but I am standing apart and watching the boat. Think. Thus, prahadupadyamananam, all these ideas, knowledge, he who has got these knowledge, matva dhiraha, such a pure mind, which is merged with the infinitude, such a man of perfection. Na shochati, he never is getting touched by the sorrows of the BMI in the world of OAT.